Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, good rainy evening. If you're in the Northeast, in New York, it's been raining since last night. And, weather for the ducks, but at least it's not snow. And it's a little chilly, but not too chilly. So thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I'm Delia Farquharson. Remember, you can call in live on 619-639-4621. That's 619-639-4621. So, there's lots of stuff in the news, but before we get started on that, let's say hello to my guest co-host, my wonderful husband, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hello.
I thought you weren't speaking. So, my God, this story was really just like exploded. And in some ways, it's kind of like, well, what's new? Racist older white man, what's new? Donald Sterling is a racist, what's new? What say you?
I'm somewhat surprised.
About what?
Not that he's an 80-something-year-old man who is racist, or have an opinion of folks of color that is inappropriate and speak of such in the privacy of his own home. I'm not surprised at that. But I'm somewhat surprised, that he's someone who owns a basketball team for the last 40 years, has built, I mean, granted he's in real estate and makes his money there, but in terms of what we're talking about, if all he did was in his housing business, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But
in a way we would be, because he's been sued by the federal government.
But we did not know that before this event occurred.
Well, it's not that we didn't know. People
It was not as well known. And that's the piece that surprised me, that he had behaved in such a way in the past, and it did not really impact his ownership or the view of him in the wider world of sports and news, you know, in terms of his behavior.
Right, that it was so covered up.
I'm somewhat surprised at that.
Yeah, that it was so covered up. I guess I am a little bit about that, too. But when you hear about his history, this behavior is not surprising at all. Like, you know, the way he talked about people of color was just really disgraceful. But I want our conversation not to focus so much on Donald Sterling, because I don't know that we will, you know, be able to reveal or uncover anything surprising. But I was really kind of intrigued, I guess is the word.
Intrigued.
By
who?
By V. Stiviano.
V.
Vivian Stiviano. His 30 or 30 something year old mistress / girlfriend. You know, I mean, I was really surprised that one, he identifies as a person of color. Two, that this was likely not the first time that he spoke in this way. And that three, she has allowed herself to participate in this relationship in the way that it appears that she has, while he is so disparaging towards people of color, towards black people.
There are a couple of questions, two primarily being, yes. Why would she, obviously she knew that he's this type of person, and obviously she taped him because she knew that if she said the right things, he would respond in such a way, and true to form, he did. So he has a history of doing so and so on. So he's not just an 80-something-year-old man. He's a multi-billionaire. So I'm sure he affords her a lifestyle that she absolutely enjoys. So there's a financial gain here, right? So it is within those, you know, lens that I think is why she allows it.
So she's doing it for the money.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I guess my question is, and what I wonder is, and I would really love to be able to talk to her about this, how does she reconcile the fact that she's a woman of color? She's 31 years old.
Well, she's 31.
Yeah, she's a woman of color. She identifies as part Mexican and part black. Who has had what appears to be a really close relationship, we'll even use the word intimate relationship, with this 80-something-year-old man who despises black people and
right.
says that he doesn't want her broadcasting that she associates with them and she should not bring them to his game.
Right.
And so where is the self-respect? Because how does she separate herself from being black? If this is how he talks about people of color as them, you know, I don't want them at my game. How does she separate herself from being black to accept his money,
right.
to accept his attention?
Right.
I just...
Actually, you said she identifies herself as being black and Hispanic?
And Mexican, yeah.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
She herself?
That's what she said on the tape.
On the same tape that he's being recorded? What did she say exactly in terms of identifying herself?
She said something like she's a person of color. She's black and Mexican.
Okay. Because I thought it was interesting that he referred to folks of, as you know, why she associates with black people, you know, as opposed to her people, as if there's a distinction that he sees her different from black people.
But, you know, regardless of how he sees her, how he justifies it in his own mind,
right, maybe
sick as his mind is,
right.
how he justifies it in his mind that, okay, maybe he just sees her as one genitalia.
Right.
how does she see herself? Because his feelings about black people are clear.
Right.
She identifies at least partly as a black person.
But maybe on that tape she was deliberately doing that. That was calculated. She did that in a calculated sense. She said the words that she
okay,
said.
Okay, but this is not the first time he's saying those things, I'm sure.
I understand that perfectly. But I am
And these
quite,
are his true feelings.
And probably, I don't know if this is the first time he's expressed himself to her in that way, as opposed to speaking about black people otherwise. But I was saying, I wish you would not associate it, because he in a sense said that, associate with them, you know, which
or
is
bring
not,
them to my game.
Them, which is not... tying them to her in terms of they're not the same.
And that's what I'm saying. It's a sick justification. It's
right, but she justified probably with a couple of nice cars, some Ninkos, and a house.
Okay, but what I'm saying is but that still does not separate from the fact that he sees black people, and so more than likely one of our parents
is black. Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, I don't want them.
I'm sure they are not invited over to the house.
Right. I don't want them at my game. I don't want you posting pictures of yourself with them, broadcasting pictures of yourself with them.
Right.
So the fact is that he's saying that them, black people, are less than. Black people are somehow beneath him. And he doesn't want his little toy, even his little toy, associating with black people. So... you know, is
what?
She agreeing to that by staying with him? Is she implicitly agreeing to staying with him and not associating with black people? Is that the condition under which she stays with him?
I don't know. I don't know. But and my issue is, I don't know how long they've been together. I think he is married and separated or whatever from his wife, and obviously having a relationship with this woman, and he's not exactly hiding her. She's at the games with him. He's associated with him. He was not hiding her. He was in full view with her. Everyone know that this is his girlfriend. That was what was reported in the news. She's at the games and so on. So therefore, if he sees her as someone that for him to spend time with, he sees her as someone that he's going to spend his time, his money, his energy. This is someone that I have a relationship with. And he does not see her as a black woman. Because as far as he's concerned, she is whatever, as you said, in his sick, twisted way, he imagined her to be. Right? She look white enough.
No, she doesn't.
Well, if you want to, if he can. Listen, he's 8 is up me as well. Why wouldn't he be?
Let's listen to some of the tape.
I'm sorry, too. I wish I can change the skin, the color of my skin.
That isn't the issue. You missed the issue.
What's the issue?
The issue is we don't have to broadcast
it. I'm not broadcasting anything. I don't do anything wrong.
Nobody said you did anything wrong.
I don't do anything wrong. If we ever have any issues, it's because people call you and tell you things about me that are not true.
Why are you broadcasting?
I'm not broadcasting anything.
Why are you taking pictures with minorities? Why?
What's wrong with minorities? What's wrong with black people?
Nothing.
What's wrong with these families?
It's talking to an enemy. There's nothing wrong with minorities. They're fabulous. Because you're an enemy to me.
Why?
Because you don't understand.
I don't understand what?
Nothing.
That racism still is alive?
No, but there's a culture.
What culture?
People steal certain things. Hispanics steal certain things towards blacks. Blacks steal certain things towards other groups. It's been that way historically, and it will always be that way.
But it's not that way in my heart and in my mind.
But maybe you want to adjust to the world.
But why? If the world doesn't do anything for me and they don't make me happy.
I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to argue.
I can't be racist in my heart.
And that's good. I'm living in a culture, and I have to live within the culture. So that's the way it is. That's how I got it. I got the whole message. You live with your heart.
I don't... You
can't be flexible. You can't...
I am flexible. I understand that that's the way you were raised and that's your culture, and I'm respectful and respectful.
Well, why do you have to disrespect them? Those that are...
Who am I disrespecting?
The world before you.
Why am I disrespecting them?
By walking and you're perceived as either a Latina or a white girl. Why should you be walking publicly with black people? Why? Is there a benefit to you?
Is it a benefit to me? Does it matter if they're white or blue or yellow?
I guess that you don't know that. Maybe you're stupid. Hmm. Maybe you don't know what people think of you. It does matter, yeah. It matters.
Do you know that I'm mixed?
No, I don't know.
You know that I'm mixed.
You told me you were going to remove those. You said, yes, I understand you. I mean, you change from day to day. Wow. So painful. Wow.
People call you and tell you that I have black people on my Instagram, and it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. You have to?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you, and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl.
Well,
and you're in love with me. And I'm black and Mexican, whether you like it or not,
okay.
Whether the world accepts it or not. And you're asking me to remove something that's part of me and in my bloodstream because the world thinks different of me and you're afraid of what they're going to think because of your upbringing. You want me to have hate towards black people?
I don't want you to have hate. That's what people do. They turn things around. I want you to love them privately in your whole life. Every day you can be with them. Every single day of your life.
But they're not in public?
But why publicize it on the Instagram? And why bring it to my games?
Why bring the black people to the games?
I really don't want to discuss that anymore. It's over. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry that you feel that way.
I feel that way so strongly, and it may cause our relationship to just break apart. And if it does, it does. It's better to break apart now than to break apart later.
I'm sorry that you still have people around you that are full of racism and hate in their hearts. I'm sorry that you're still racist in your heart. I'm sorry that you live in a world that still...
How about your whole life? Every day. You could do whatever you want. You could sleep with him. You could bring him in. You could do whatever you want. The little I ask you is not to promote it on that and not to bring him to my games.
I don't bring anyone to the game.
Okay, then. There's nothing narcissistic about it.
I know.
Okay, we got a big problem here. I really don't feel like going anywhere. I don't feel like going to Europe. I don't feel like just going to the whole thing. We got a big problem. You didn't like someone that I was with. I would stop seeing that person.
I'm sorry, I don't have any more friends. What would you like me to do? Remove the skin color out of my skin?
Is that a real issue, or are you making something up?
I mean, I just don't understand what the issue is.
There's something wrong with you or your skin color? Why are you saying these things? They upset me?
Sweetie, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, too. We made a giant mistake, both of us. Everything you say to me is so painful. Do I want you to change the color of your skin? You know how to really hurt somebody. And just instead of saying, I understand.
I don't understand how you can have so much hate towards minorities.
I don't have any hate. I love them.
I cannot understand.
Why would you say that?
How a person like you who's elevated, who's here, still feels above the world, and you can't even be seen with someone in which is considered of a different skin color.
They can be with me all day long and all night long.
I can't believe that a man who's educated, a man who's a scholar, a man who's...
Well, believe it and stop talking about it. Let's finish our discussion with a period, okay? You're not making any good points. You can't believe this man.
You're
That's all I am. I'm not a good person in your eyes. If I was a good person, you would say, I can't believe this. I can't believe that.
What am I
But you're all lies. I love this.
Look at all this negativity coming from
me. There's no negativity. I love everybody. I'm just saying, in your lousy Instagram, you don't have to have yourself with walking with black people. You don't have to. If you want to, do it.
If it's white people, it's okay? If it was Larry Bird, would it have made a difference?
You're just a big fighter. I could see. Who would want to live with a woman like you? Who would want to live with a woman? All you ever wanted to do was fight. You're a born fighter.
Wow. So, I mean, this is really fascinating.
You're the worst mouth.
Interesting.
Why are you so angry?
Honey, why are you so angry?
Well, why would you bring up Larry Bird? What has he got to do with it? You can walk all night long with your sisters or your family.
I saw someone I admire. I admire Magic Johnson.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's made a lot of changes for his community, for the world, for the people, for the minorities. He's helped a lot of people.
Why are you forcing this down my throat? I'm finished talking to you. I have nothing more to say.
And I took a picture with someone I admired.
Good.
And he happens to be black, and I'm sorry.
I think the fact that you admire him, I know him well, and he should be admired. And I'm just saying that it's too bad you can't admire him privately. And during your entire life, your whole life, admire him. Bring him here, beat him, him. I don't care. You can do anything. But don't put him on an Instagram so the world has to see, so they have to call me. And don't bring him into my games, okay?
I don't know him personally.
Please leave me alone, please, please.
What do you...
I'm sorry.
You set him up.
Is there anything that I can do to make you feel...
Oh, she set him up.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think?
She set up
because I think it's important that we listen to the tapes, right? And not, you
what
know,
they say.
And not what
because
they say.
Because it's edited. Everything we saw, I've never seen anything in this much detail.
Right, so let's just...
You know, you can never make me feel better. You're just a fighter and you want to fight.
Okay, so that's the story.
Right.
And did it sound like she was leading him?
Absolutely.
Did it sound like she wanted to,
she had an objective.
Yeah. Hello, good evening.
Good
Hello?
Evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Hi, Delia. I'm calling in to talk about the Donald Sterling is a racist.
Yes,
describe
yes,
his girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Desiree Jordan. So I'm a Mount Vernon resident.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Desiree.
Yes, so I am adamant as not to prejudge this woman and to call her a gold digger. I think it does a disservice to all women.
Yeah,
and I think that we need to wait until all the facts are in. Okay, because this case was just rift with all the things that are wrong with race relations in America today.
Right.
And it would take like in what way? I mean, if you listen to the phone call, the things that even the woman was saying, and I don't know her name, 30-year-old, great-looking young woman.
Vivian.
She sounded to me as though she had separated herself from what's acknowledged in America as black. Because she has Mexican.
Because
she's interracially Mexican.
Right.
There's so many areas, like when you're talking about racism, this man has been a racist for 30 years.
40.
It's nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All those basketball players and the owners, the 20-something or 30-something of them, I would dare say 75% of them are racist. Because for me, they benefit from white privilege in this country. I would want to know how many men of color or women of color own an NBA team.
The Indian man too, right?
Indian people don't consider themselves people of color either, in the sense that being a person of color, particularly for women, because there's such a thing as colorism. I'm sorry, I'm Jamaican, and in the Jamaican culture, you are weaned on the premise that nothing black is too good.
Right.
So there's such a thing as colorism that you have to include in the discussion of racism, internalized racism.
Yeah.
So I'm as a woman and as a person who has dealt with racism all my life, and the reason that I feel like I've succeeded is because I haven't bought into the projections that's forced onto black women. It's something that we need to really talk about. This case had so many different levels of what is wrong with America today, but specifically as it relates to race relations. Racism hurts white people, as far as I'm concerned, more than it hurts black people. But nobody acknowledges that.
Yeah, I think this.
Do you realize that? The woman, this whole thing happened because his wife decided to sue this girl for monies that she calls communal property that this man, why should ever sue her husband?
But, I mean, she wouldn't have a case there, no, would she? But the thing about it is that, you're right.
Go ahead.
You're right, that when racism and economics, when racism intersects with economics, that's when white people see themselves as being affected. Because the reason why, for example, the NBA is being so aggressive in their response, I feel, is because the players are threatening to walk out. If they
and
don't
you
have
know, that is the beauty, Delia, of everything as far as I'm concerned that happened. Because for the first time in a long time, I saw African-American men, the league is 80% black. I saw them get on that stage and was like, yo, I am not playing tonight. Nobody would have any money if black people decided to say, yo, I'm going to shake off this projection. I'm not going to accept what this sort of cognitive dissonance that whites have to accept in order to solidify a false identity.
Yeah, I think once the result, the negative result is one of economics, is one of money, then we get the full attention of everyone.
The NAACP.
Yeah, I think
was planning
ways,
on giving him a lifetime achievement award.
Even though he'd been sued by the federal government for his discrimination.
Let's talk about that as people of color. Really?
Yeah, this man comes with a long history of being terrible towards people of color. A long history.
Yet one of the premier organizations set up in 1904 by greats like Dubois, they're rolling in their graves today because and this is not the first one them was going to give him. Him get one from them already because him contribute.
Right, and it's the same thing. There was there's a university out there. I remember which one of the universities in California where he gives millions to their medical school because all these things buys him the prestige and the attention that he needs to cover up the fact that he is just a racist subhuman.
Listen, here's the thing. Racism exists in America. It has existed. It is woven into the fabric of this country. I personally believe it robs Americans of color of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We don't spend enough time talking about what it robs whites of. Which is their humanity.
Right. But I think that they, I don't know if as much attention, Desiree, is paid to that or as much credence is given to that because, you know, how do you really measure, you know, how do you measure humanity, I guess they would ask us. But they can measure their money, their bank account. I want to thank you, Desiree, because you really added to this discussion this evening. So thank you so much for calling. All right, bye-bye. You know, honey, that's the thing is that, you know, how do we measure that? You know, you can't measure the humanity, but you can measure the money.
And I guess, historically, money...
90 seconds.
Money translates into privilege and you know, that's mostly people who are white. So, again, if it was not, if this... Here's my piece. It is interesting that the commissioner who is coming out and knocking out against it is the newly appointed commissioner, whereas he was just as, well, maybe just not as racist, but still racist, known racist, second law school sorts, for years.
And 60 seconds.
It's the same players that played for him. It's the same team that he paid a lot of money to, and they knew that he was racist.
I'm going to say this, that this case is far from over, and I think it's really a little more complex than it first appears, and that he probably won't lose his team because he's going to fight this to the hilt, and... You know, I think that there's going to be more unfolding about this story. But
he's
a billionaire
at the end of the day anyway.
Right. It's been a good discussion. So, you know, it's something that will continue. Until next time.
I'm supposed to say bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at Discussion Delia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.